Okay, gang, let's get ready for another exciting edition of Nothing But Old 45's Sweet Country Music. Hit it, boys.
Singing sweet country music, breathing clean mountain air. Singing sweet country music makes me wish that I was there.
Welcome to Sweet Country Music. I'm your host, Larry Kratka, and while country music has been around for a long, long time, there's one thing about it we all love, and that it is down-home, from-the-heart, honest music. And on this show, I'm going to play the biggest hits of country legends from the 50s, 60s, 70s, and way beyond that, many of which are on 45 RPM records, albums, and CDs, and you'll hear some very familiar songs, plus some songs that'll jog your memory a little bit. It's going to be a lot of fun. So let's get going and get to work.
Sweet country
travel on, there's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand, sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door, where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar, come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today, yeah.
Come on. saw your eyes begin to glow, and I could tell you once were lovers. Tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes. But those old memories still upset you. Well, I might be a memory for too long, 'cause there's an old flame burning in your eyes that tears can't drown and makeup can't disguise. Now that old flame might not be stronger, but it's been burning longer than any spark I might have started in your eyes.
Welcome to another edition of Sweet Country Music, and coming up in the second half of this show, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation will feature some of the stars of the Grand Ole Opry. Boy, do I have some classic Grand Ole Opry performers lined up for that one. It's going to be a lot of fun. That was Alabama and their number one hit from 1981, Old Flame. I can't begin to count the number one hit records Alabama had, but it's well over 27 at least. Alabama was originally labeled as a Southern rock band, but they were quickly adopted by country music fans and have enjoyed a massive, well-deserved popularity that spans decades. I opened the set with Rascal Flatts and their 2006 hit, Life is a Highway. The song may be familiar to you, especially if you saw the 2006 Walt Disney animated hit movie, Cars. I mean, who hasn't seen the movie at one time or another? Now, I don't know about you, but my favorite car in that movie is the tow truck. The voice of Larry the Cable Guy makes that tow truck special. By the way, the Rascal Flatts song Life is a Highway was originally a hit record on the pop charts for a guy by the name of Tom Cochran.
WTBR.
Sweet Country Music.
Here's a timeless legend of country music on Sweet Country Music.
Well, you thought I'd be waiting up when you came home last night. You'd been out with all the boys and you ended up half tied. But liquor and love, they just don't mix. Leave the bottle or me behind. And don't come home a drinker. Come home a drinkin' with lovin' on your mind.
never take me anywhere because you're always gone. And many a night I've laid awake and cried here all alone. Then you come in, a kissing on me, it happens every time. No, don't come home a drinking with loving on your mind.
Running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hand. Such a sad case, so broken hearted. She said, mama, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, tired of hanging around. I gotta roll on between the ditches. Just an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. That old highway rolls on forever. Lord, she never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with a traveling man, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. She said, daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he's going such a very short time. He'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone. She said, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. This is down. Alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's a real thing down in Louisiana. Did you ever see a Cajun when you really got mad, when you really got trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. The stranger better move it or he's gonna get killed. He's gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. It ain't no time for lame speeches. There ain't no speeches. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. She say, never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Just an ordinary story about the way things.
Are the Oak Ridge Boys and their number one hit from 1979, Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. The Oak Ridge Boys are one of the longest and most successful country and gospel groups around. Heck, they've been around since the 1950s when they were heavy into gospel music, but then they decided to concentrate on country music in the 1970s. I opened the set with a country music legend, Loretta Lynn, and her number one hit record from 1966, Don't Come Home A-Drinkin' With Lovin' On Your Mind. It was her first number one hit record, but it wouldn't be her last, that's for sure.
Sweet country music.
Silly songs.
Let me tell you about Humphrey the Camel ambling across the sands. All the nomads giving him a great big hand. He's a big ugly mammal and he's very, very hairy. All the sheiks know he's a swinging dromedary.
up and down the dunes. He's a big raunchy cat, but he swings right along, grooving to the beat of a Nashville song. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
talking about Humphrey the Camel. Everybody digs Humphrey the Camel. Come see the Camel, Humphrey the Camel. He's about a jumper, a real hip humper, talking about Humphrey the Camel. Down at the Oasis, the Arabs are picking their dates. They're going to a party up at the Sultan's place. There's a camel named Camellia, and Humphrey's gonna bring her one big drink, and he's a seven-day swinger. Uh-huh. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
talking about Humphrey the Camel. Authentic camel love call. Everybody digs Humphrey the Camel. Come see the Camel, Humphrey the Camel. He's about a jumper, a real hip humper, talking about Humphrey the Camel. Down at the Oasis, the Arabs are picking their dates. They're going to a party up at the Sultan's place. There's a camel named Camellia, and Humphrey's gonna bring her one big drink, and he's a seven-day swinger. Uh-huh.
Oh yeah,
talking about Humphrey the Camel. I walk a mile for a ticket, Omar.
You know, everyone needs a silly song now and then, and that's a good one from Jack Blanchard and Misty Morgan, the story of Humphrey the Camel from 1970. The song was actually a follow-up hit to their number one novelty song, Tennessee Birdwalk. The married couple had a bunch of hit records between 1969 and 1975, and most of them were serious country songs. Sadly, the year 2021 began with the loss of Misty Morgan on New Year's Day at the age of 75.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Her last lonely teardrop fell along about 9 o'clock. The memory was history before she hit the parking lot. She busted through them swinging doors, sashing to and fro. She's got a new attitude, yeah, she's over that dude, and she wants the world to know that she feels like a brand new man tonight. She didn't come in here to hang her head and cry. Don't treat her right. Oh, she feels like a brand new man tonight. Just like a kid in a candy store, she's checking out the merchandise, but she wants to find the keeping kind who will keep her satisfied. And he's gotta be strong, gotta be tough, and he's gotta have a tender touch. So we can fit the bill, brother, don't sit still. Come on, step right up, 'cause he feels like a brand new man tonight. She didn't come in here to hang her head and cry. She's through throwing good love away on some boy that don't treat her right. She feels like a brand new man tonight. Oh yes, she feels like a brand new man tonight. and she feels like a brand new man tonight. I said she feels like a brand new man tonight.
Beside me till I hold you once again. Thank God for the radio when I'm on the road, when I'm far from home, I'm feeling blue. Thank God for the radio.
Now, since I've been a broadcaster for a long time, it's only natural I really like songs that sing the praises of my chosen profession, radio. Those were the Kendalls and their 1984 number one hit, Thank God for the Radio. It was one of three number one hits the father and daughter duo from Missouri would have between 1977 and 1984. And you know, after being on the air all these years, it's still fun being on the radio. I opened the set with something Aaron Tippin did back in 1995. She Feels Like a Brand New Man. The song talks about a woman who just had a breakup and is now in the mood for another relationship. Aaron Tippin has been a country hit performer since 1990, but get this, before that, he was a pipe fitter and a commercial pilot.
Sweet country music.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he sends his pure, sweet love, a sign from above. On the wings of a dove, when troubles surround us, when evils come, the body grows weak. The spirit grows numb. When these things beset us, he doesn't forget us. He sends down his love,
sends down his love.
On the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
On the wings of a snow-white dove, he
sends his pure sweet love.
A sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove.
When Noah had drifted on the flood many days, he searched for land,
he searched for land,
in various ways,
various ways.
Troubles he had some, but wasn't forgotten. He sent him his love,
sent him his love,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow white dove. He sent his pure sweet love, a sign from above,
sign from above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a snow.
Above,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a dove,
wings of a dove,
on the wings of a dove.
It was back in 63 when eating my cooking got the better of me, so I asked this little girl I was going with to be my wife. Well, she said she would, so I said I do. But I'd have said I wouldn't if I'd have just knew how saying I do was gonna screw up all of my life. Well, the first few years weren't all that bad. I'll never forget the good times we had, cause I'm reminded every month when I send her the child support. Well, it wasn't too long till the lust all died, and I'll admit I wasn't too surprised. The day I come home, found my suitcase sitting out on the porch. Well, I tried to get in, she changed the lock. Then I found this note taped on the mailbox that said, "Goodbye, Turkey, my attorney will be in touch." So I decided right then and there I was gonna do what's right, give her her fair share. But brother, I didn't know her share was gonna be that much. She got the gold mine,
I got the share.
They split it right down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, it all sounds sort of funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Now listen, you ain't heard nothing yet. Why, they give her the color television set, then they give her the house, the kids, and both of the cars. See? Well, then they start talking about child support, alimony, and the cost of the court. Didn't take me long to figure out how far in the toilet I was. I'm telling you, they have made a mistake, cause it adds up to more than this cowboy makes. Besides, everything I ever had worth taking, they've already took. While she's living like a queen on alimony, I'm working two shifts, eating bologna, asking myself, why did you just learn how to cook? They give her the gold mine, they give me the share. They said they're splitting it all down the middle, but she got the better half. Well, it all sounds mighty funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. It all down the middle, and then they give her the better half. Well, I guess it all sounds funny, but it hurts too much to laugh. She got the gold mine, I got the share. Hey, kid, I got the share. But I don't have to worry about toting a billfold no more. I let my wife tote it. I'm gonna be carrying food stamps. You get it, Judge? I'm gonna be just.
You know, a lot of country songs are written music of fantastic play on words, and that song is a great example. That's Jerry Reed and his number one hit from 1982, "She Got the Gold Mine, I Got the Shaft." The song is a tongue-in-cheek story of a blue-collar worker's divorce. When the divorce is final, the guy in the song is living on bologna and working a couple of jobs. I opened the set with a classic country song from Furlin Husky, Wings of a Dove from 1960. Furlin Husky is one of those original country artists that cut his teeth on our radios in the 1950s and just kept on going. In 1954, Furlin Husky became a member of the Grand Ole Opry, and in 2010, he was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame.
WTBR.
Speaking of the Grand Ole Opry, the Sweet Country Music feature presentation coming up after the comedy break will feature some stars of the Grand Ole Opry. In fact, the comedy break coming up will feature Minnie Pearl on a Grand Ole Opry show broadcast on WSM in Nashville. Minnie Pearl appeared on the Grand Ole Opry for 50 years. And you're going to get a chance to listen to one of her performances, courtesy of Star Day Records. That's kind of a prelude to the feature presentation of the Grand Ole Opry. Stick around, be right back.
Sweet country music.
Laugh track.
From Nashville, Tennessee, the country music capital of the world, Star Day Records presents WSM's Grand Ole Opry star and the pride of Grinder Switch, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
Proud to be here. Well, sir, this is just a real pleasure to be here. Fellas, I'd like to sing one called How to Catch a Man. Now, when a handsome fella smiles at you, what harm can a little flirting do? And if he steals a kiss, well, don't get sore. Remember, honey, you've got plenty more. How to catch a man. Girls are always asking me, how do you catch a man? Catch him while you can with a mini pearl plan. Here's a little tip on how to catch a man. Hog time. Tell him this and keep a straight face, hon. Tell him two can live as cheap as one. Promise him anything and you will find that after you're married you can change your mind. How to catch a man. Girls are always asking me, how do you catch a man? Catch him while you can with a mini pearl plan. It's better when they play loud, you can't hear me sing. Here's a little tip on how to catch a man. Get a bear trap.
Yeah, get a bear trap. Yeah, that'll work. That was Cousin Minnie Pearl and her idea on how to get a man. And now here comes the Sweet Country Music feature presentation. And this time I'm going to play a couple of performers who appeared on the Grand Ole Opry on WSM Radio in Nashville on a regular basis. But first, a word from our sponsor, Martha White Cornmeal.
With Martha White.
Yes, sir.
Goodness gracious, good night, Martha White.
Martha White.
For the finest cornbread you can bake. Get Martha White's your fries and meal.
Hot rice and fries and meal.
Martha White's your fries and meal, for goodness sake.
Yes, ladies, you'll make your family mighty happy when you serve cornbreads made with Martha White's self-rising cornmeal. It's got hot rise, Martha White's own miracle baking ingredient that gives you cornbreads that are higher and lighter every time. Get a bag of Martha White's self-rising cornmeal with hot rise right away, and you'll agree.
For the finest cornbread you can bake, get Martha White's self-rising meal.
Surprising meal.
Martha White, surprising meal, for goodness sake.
Yeah. That's a 1960s commercial for a product called Martha White Cornmeal, a real product that is still on the market today. What you heard was a real historical commercial with music played by Lester Flatt. And the announcer was the veteran Grand Ole Opry announcer, Grant Turner. And now, folks, on to our Sweet Country Music feature presentation featuring a couple of performers from the Grand Ole Opry.
Tell me why.
Pick with you, just like last time when the feathers flew. You're running wild, kicking up your heels, leaving me home with a handful of bills. I can't live without you when you know it's true, but there's no living with you, so what'll I do? I'm going honky-tonk and get as tight as I can. Maybe by then you'll appreciate a good man.
Tell me why.
Every little dog is gonna have his day. You better pay attention, don't you dare forget, 'cause you're certainly not just a little puppy yet. I caught you honky-tonking with my best friend. What I should have done was quit you way back then. Now I'm too old to leave you, but I still get sore when you come home a-feeling for the knob on the door.
Tell me why.
You walk by
There you go. A couple of performers who appeared on the Grand Ole Opry. That's someone I consider one of the greats of early country music, Patsy Cline, and her number one hit from 1961, I Fall to Pieces. I can imagine the audience just loving her on that historic stage. I opened the Grand Ole Opry set with Red Sovine and his number one hit from 1955 that he performed on the Grand Ole Opry, Why Baby Why. The other voice on the song is Webb Pierce, who also appeared on the show on a regular basis. Now, on a historical note, the Grand Ole Opry was first broadcast on WSM in Nashville in November 1925. The show was originally a radio barn dance. It is the longest-running radio program in history. Four performers being invited to become a member of the Grand Ole Opry was, and still is, considered one of the crowning achievements of their career.
WTBR.
Sweet country music.
I was 20 and she was 18. We were just about as wild as we were green in the ways of the world. She picked me up in that red rag top. We were free of the folks, hiding from the cops on a summer night, running all the red lights. We parked way out in a clearing in a grove, and the night was as hot as a coal-burning stove. We were cooking with gas, knew it had to last. In the back of that red, she said, please don't stop. Well, the very first time a mother met me, her green-eyed girl had been a mother-to-be for 2 weeks. I was out of the job and she was in school, and life was fast and the world was cruel. We were young and wild, decided not to have a child. So we did what we did and we tried to forget, and we swore up and down there would be no regrets in the morning light. But on the way home that night, on the back of that red rag top, she said, please don't stop loving me. It's a waste of time, drive you out of your mind. I was stopped at a red light just yesterday beside a young girl in a cabriolet, and her eyes were green, and I was in an old scene. I was back in that red rag top.
Abby Lou Harris and her number three hit record from 1982, Born to Run. The song stayed at number three on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for two solid weeks. Abby Lou Harris has won 14 Grammy Awards and many other awards and was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 2008 and became a member of the Grand Ole Opry in 1992. Open the set with Tim McGraw and his 2002 number five hit, Red Ragtop. Tim McGraw has had an amazing career with numerous number one hits and lots of awards. He's also done quite a bit of acting, appearing in several movies and TV shows. Have you seen the Christmas movie on TV called Four Christmases? Well, he was in that, along with Reese Witherspoon.
Sweet country music.
WTBR.
Beside a singing mountain stream, where the willow grew, where the silver leaf of maple sparkled in the morning dew, I braided twigs of willow, made a string of buckeye beads. But flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. I leaned against the bark of birch and I breathed the honeydew. I saw a northbound flock of geese against a sky of baby blue. Beside the lily pads, I carved a whistle from a reed. Mother Nature's quite a lady, but you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. A cardinal sang just for me, and I thanked him for the song. Then the sun went slowly down the west, and I had to move along. These were some of the things on which my mind and spirit feed. But flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need. So when the day was ended, I was still not satisfied, for I knew everything I touched would wither and would die. And love is all that will remain and grow from all these seed. Mother Nature's quite a lady, but you're the one I need. Flesh and blood needs flesh and blood, and you're the one I need.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons of number 9 coal, and the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in
debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning, it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, 'cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Now there's a hit record you may recognize, even though it dates all the way back to 1955. 16 tons from Tennessee Ernie Ford. The song stayed in the number one position on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart for 10 weeks. Out on the set with another country legend, Johnny Cash, and something called Flesh and Blood. The song was the number one hit for Johnny Cash in 1970 and was included on the soundtrack album from the 1970 motion picture, I Walk the Line, starring Gregory Peck. I think I'll finish out the show with something from 1962 from Claude King.
They say don't go on Wolverton Mountain if you're looking for a wife, 'cause Clifton Clowers has a pretty young daughter. He's mighty handy with a gun and a knife. Her tender lips,
her tender lips
are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should enter there. All of my dreams are on Wolverton Mountain. I want his daughter for my wife. I'll take my chances and climb that mountain. Though Clifton Clowers, he might take my life. Her tender lips, far sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. Well, I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain. It's too lonesome down here below. It's just not right to hide his daughter from the one who loves her so. Her tender lips are sweeter than honey, and Wolverton Mountain protects her there. The bears and the birds tell Clifton Clowers if a stranger should wander there. But I don't care about Clifton Clowers. I'm gonna climb up on his mountain. I'm gonna take the girl I love
I don't care about Cliff.
Oh, you'll care, especially when Clifton Flowers aims that shotgun at you. That's the story of Wolverton Mountain from Claude King. The love story landed at number one on the Billboard Hot Country Singles record chart in 1962 and was one of 30 country hits a Louisiana singer-songwriter would have between 1961 and 1977. Wolverton Mountain, by the way, was his only number one hit record. Well, I hope you had a good time listening to this edition of Sweet Country Music, especially the feature presentation all about the Grand Ole Opry. That is on my bucket list of places to go. I have never been there, and I want to go so bad. Hope you enjoyed the show. I'm Larry Kratke, your host. Sweet Country Music is a production of Nothing But 045. Take care. Talk to you later.